CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves have great promo games left, including Bobblehead, Superhero, and American Girl Days. Tickets start at $11. In the NHL, the Blackhawks, they trail the Wild by 7 points in the Western Conference. Tonight, they play at Minnesota. Corey Crawford likely getting the start in net. The Wild have won 4 of their last 5 at home. In the NBA, the Bulls, they're off until Friday because of that All-Star break, and then they host Phoenix. The Lakers have fired GM Mitch Kupchak and Executive VP Jim Buss. Magic Johnson has been named President of Basketball Operations, and reports have Johnson looking at agent Rob Pelinka to become GM. Pelinka is Kobe Bryant's agent and president of Landmark Sports Agency. In baseball, Miguel Montero and Joe Maddon, they worked out any of their issues from last season.
I didn't want to bring the past. The past is done. There's nothing we can do about it. So the only thing that we can actually fix and look forward is the present and the future. I mean, we could get better today.
Yeah, I think that's great advice for everyone out there, that the past is done. There's nothing you can do about it. You just look forward to the present and the future. Thank you, Miguel, for that. That was inspirational. Also, Rob Manfred meeting with the media out in Arizona today, saying that a renovated Wrigley Field would possibly be a great venue for another All-Star game. And our first spring training broadcast is Sunday when the Cubs take on the Indians at 1:55. On the south side of town, the White Sox, they face the Dodgers Saturday afternoon at Camelback Ranch. Charlie Tilson, he's down for 10 days with a stress reaction in his right foot. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
We have some Kyrie Irving audio that I think you're going to find interesting and possibly a little alarming.
Well, he's been known to say and do some things. Yeah. He had a special boat party at the end of last year.
He knew a little bit about Broats, not as much as me because I have five of Broats.
So Kyrie Irving with Channing Frye, here's what they said.
Do you believe
the earth is round?
Yes, I do.
You believe that earth is round?
Yes, but I heard the new one that the earth
there's
is...
no new one. Yeah, no, the earth is flat.
Oh, here we go.
The earth is flat.
Do you believe the earth is round or flat?
What I've been taught is that the earth is round.
Yes.
They're particularly putting you in a direction of what to believe and what not to believe. And the truth is right there. You just got to go searching for it.
Is he kidding?
Kyrie is a different kind of cat. He's a smart dude, too. That's what you're supposed to do, is call the brother Kyrie crazy and take away the legitimacy of his arguments.
Cut off the psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
It's like the Los Angeles Rams dude who doesn't believe in dinosaurs that we learned about during the Hard Knocks.
I just can't fathom a T-Rex walking around here, you know, something that man ain't never seen. All this fairy tale stuff, you know, something that I'm not going to teach my kids about.
The flat earth people actually are growing.
Okay, that's not... I'm gonna think he's doing a bit.
Look how dismayed Bernsey is.
As far as your second question, Kyrie and I went to the same college. He may have taken some different courses than I did, but personally, I believe the world is round.
Your fellow Duke. Got an answer for Kyrie Irving, mister?
How long did he actually go there, though?
No, the earth is flat.
Oh, here we go.
The earth is flat.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy. And everyone's in on it.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, and then other NBA players started playing the game a little bit too. It clearly is a meta bit. It's performance art. And they're all doing some kind of satirical multimedia play about what constitutes reality in news. That's what I get from it.
You give them a lot more credit than I do.
It sounds to me like this: the way this is coming off is as some sort of prepared or in-the-moment performance bit.
Yeah. Sounds like to me Kyrie Irving found a platform for his ridiculous stuff, and he unloaded it for you.
Look, there are people right now at the International Space Station.
Part of the conspiracy.
Orbiting the Earth.
Part of the conspiracy.
That I think can call Kyrie and say, hey, look, here's some cell phone video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is real time. Here you go. I'm sure that there's a live webcam feed from the International Space Station that you can get if you want it. But hey.
You probably believe there was a lone shooter as well in the JFK situation, don't you?
All right. caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing into spring. Visit chicagogolfshow.com. For more information. Does Miguel Montero think he matters?
Miguel is still a little chapped about what happened last year and his veteran influence not being a bigger part in the whole World Series winning. I mean, he had a huge, huge hit. You know, he's
game-winning RBI. Yeah. World Series winning RBI.
I don't know what more you need, Miguel. Like, you might drop with that. The same way Joe Maddon should have mic dropped a long time ago with, hey, win the World Series, take as many shots as you want. And he keeps talking about things. But, yeah, I guess if you put a microphone in front of Miguel Montero and ask him, hey, why are you mad, son? He's going to give it to you over and over and over again.
Yeah, but like, why does Joe Maddon have to make time to have a dinner with a backup catcher? You're an aging backup catcher, and you're taking up the manager's time? He's got to go out and break bread with you and drink wine and eat ravioli with you?
Well, you don't think that Miguel Montero's a suitable dinner partner?
He's fine, but it's just, you know, we don't need any heat loss over a backup catcher. Do what you got
to
do.
If you're going to go into camp with the guy, I guess he just wants him to be in a good mental place. I think it's all ridiculous. I think that Miguel Montero. It serves no purpose to continue, you know, this. And obviously, he still feels some kind of way about it. We talked about it during transition. You want guys to be truthful with you? Well, he obviously is still a little raw about it. He wanted to be a bigger part of the World Series thing. And the game-winning RBI, as you mentioned, not big enough. Not big enough.
Yeah, I don't know why.
He didn't want Kyle Schwarber, you know, infringing on his territory of backup catcher. Mr. Get out of my way. I'm Miggy Montero.
Look, Montero will always have a nice place in my book for how he was the ringleader to get Adam Eaton off that team in Arizona. Because that was the guy with... Because you think about it, there's a couple strong personalities.
Does that mean that everything that Adam Eaton was and is and does is bad?
I have respect for him as a clubhouse guy if he recognized we got to get this guy out of here as quickly as possible.
All right.
And I understand that. But, dude, you're Miguel Montero.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, like it depends on the tone. It's like a text. If I just read a text, you know, tone isn't always implied. He said, hey, I'm Miguel freaking Montero.
You're going to have a meal with me. There's going to be some international diplomacy that's going to go on
It's going to rain in here before I catch more.
This manager is going to make time for a dinner with me.
Hey, we're not going to get better yesterday because he's done. So I never actually mentioned anything about last year because that wasn't my goal. My goal is about today and tomorrow and the next year. So I want to go to bed feeling... Oh, what happened last year or whatever? No, I'm okay with that. I'm done. I've turned the page, and that was why the meeting went so good because we didn't bring the pass at all.
Hey,
what's the? Just eat dinner and go. You want to go to bed? Go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
Okay, go to bed then.
He said, I don't want to. I want to go to bed. Was he sleepy in the middle of the interview? What was happening there? Sarah, play it again for us.
I don't want
to
go to bed.
They say, I don't want to go to bed, or I want to go to bed. Is like their nightmares haunting him, or?
I want to go to bed.
One more time.
I don't want to go to bed.
Oh, I don't want to go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
They don't go to bed. Stay up.
It's going to be rough.
Watch The Wire with Jason.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Jason. Miguel Montero comes over strictly in his underwear.
Feeds the kid.
Right. He sits next to me. Right. I give him 2.5 ounces of, you know, I was about to say what I call it at home. You know, breast milk, and you know where he's in his diapers. I'm in my underwear, not in Miguel Montero's diapers.
But when's Miguel Montero that old? Hey, but already got the poor guy in diapers.
If Tony Siragusa has to wear mampers, you know, I'm sure there is some leakage out there by the manliest of men.
And I know World Series tend to elevate and magnify everything, but this is such a nothing.
Yeah, that's World Series champion Miguel Montero.
I understand that. He was material. He hit the grand slam against the Dodgers, and look, it's all great, but dude.
It's from the 815. My name is Miggy Montero. You killed my roster position. Prepare to die. There it is.
That was also one of John Voight's accents in Anaconda,
no,
I believe.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, really. It was. I'm telling you, it's different every single time.
I'm not about to go watch. This is one of those things where, like, the Steven Seagal thing last week, I'm not about to go watch Anaconda now. I'm not about to go watch Anaconda. I'm not about to watch Under Siege or the other movie that you wanted me to watch with James Gandolfini as one of the henchmen.
Oh, True Romance.
I don't have time.
You liked the part I showed you. Yeah, I did.
I did enjoy that time.
Yep.
I didn't. Yep. That's all I need, though.
I ate every damn thing.
I eat everything, including them.
Ryan in Mount Prospect, you're on the score.
Hi, I was originally just going to call about a catcher framing question, but right after I called, you guys were talking about Miguel Montero in something with a diaper, and I called about 7-8 months ago about Tykeables and adult diapers.
Yes.
Wait, who? Harry's last call before he went on his long hiatus, and anyways, I'm not calling about that.
Is that place still
that's
open?
That's more fun, though.
It's way more fun. Who wants to hear about framing? But no, it's still open as far as I know. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it on your show since you said that baseball some umpire.
The umpire, yes. I told you. I'd known her. The umpire. Yeah, the umpire came up to me after a game and said, hey. He said, you know, there's a coach from this league who you know who I've seen in that place. No, at a special place where adults go to wear diapers with other adults.
Oh, like a fetish kind of
thing? Yes. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know anyone who's been there, which is probably a good thing. And even for like a reconnaissance mission of some kind. But and I just know that Terry loved talking about it.
So, oh, he's there as we speak. I guarantee you he's there right now. Passing him out. Hey, buddy, you need huggies, right. Buddy? You need pampers, buddy? Hey.
I knew I'd find something to do with my time.
So I guess I'll call off my original point, which was, I was wondering if young catchers get better at framing or can get, or
sure.
Are you just born with it? Like
No. It's absolutely a practiced skill. Without question, you can get better at it.
Okay.
It can be taught. It's all about how you set up. It's how you learn different pitchers and
learn umps.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know exactly where an ump likes to set up and how he sees things. Yeah, no doubt, okay. Ryan. That's
my only worry about Contreras. Other than that, I feel great about him as a catcher. So, I guess you guys can go on to talking about grown men.
Thank you, Ryan.
We appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you for the permission, sir.
Yes, always great.
So, if that's the case, why can't Kyle Schwarber get better? What parts of Kyle, and I'm with you, by the way.
He's just got to
get to
like...
What parts of Kyle Schwarber's game bother you the most? There are a lot, but what's like 1A and 1B on the Kyle Schwarber worry catcher
list?
Well,
now, see, the problem is now you're going to be... Why do you hate Kyle Schwarber?
No, that's why I phrased it the way I did.
When I've watched
Chuck Wasserstrom.
When I've watched him, it looks like he's boxing too many balls. He's stabbing at pitches instead of...
Should have seen
him
wrestle.
I mean, just... It's one thing to be at the point of framing.
Mm-hmm.
But his receiving skills aren't even at a point of comfortable receiving to be ready to start.
So he's jabbing at
it.
The ball.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Stabbing, jabbing, cradling, kind of
hacking and whacking.
Yeah,
I mean, slicing, just, dicing.
It looks like,
and so enticing. All of a sudden, Dan Frazier over here, ladies and gentlemen. Like, what's going on, Walt Bernstein? Calm down.
Can I be in the Wiz yet?
No, you can't because you're mistaking Nipsey Russell for Ben Vereen.
Something in my brain put Ben Vereen retroactively.
Well, you
in
can
the
only
Wiz.
Have six old black men in your head at one time.
It's a
national mandate.
I have to kick somebody out?
Ever since November 8th, it's a national mandate that you can only hold six black men in your head at all times.
You said old.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, 45 and up.
Okay.
Yes. And now people will start to text the six that they have in their head. Of course, Morgan Freeman being one of them.
Well, but what if they're dead? Like, I had August Wilson in there.
Yeah. No. Alive or dead. Okay. You know, I mean, for some people, preferably dead. Alive or dead, it doesn't matter, but you can only have six at a time in your head.
I was watching Fences last night, and then we were talking about the NBA All-Star game and talking about Magic Johnson, and I don't know. It's hard when you're in sports and you're talking about entertainment.
All right, well, I mean,
hey, how about
you just named three, by the way.
You see what Martellus tweeted about Magic Johnson?
Dude, this is why you're the best. This is why
I never
ever change, Martellus Bennett. For all the people that wanted you to change, be yourself forever. About,
About an hour ago,
Martellus Bennett in the wake of the news that new president of basketball operations Magic Johnson was back on the scene, Martellus Bennett tweeted this: "I had a conversation with Magic Johnson when I was 21 and a rookie. Damn, I wish I had that 5 minutes back. I wasted that 5 minutes. That same 5 minutes today would possibly be life-changing. Am I that much of an a-hole that even when I say something nice, it sounds a-hole-ish? LMFAO, y'all are crazy. I also was on an elevator with Tom Hanks, Olivia Wilde, Ben Stiller, and a few others. I absolutely crushed that interaction. I once had a small conversation with Jackie Chan and Will Smith. Well, that was really mostly with Will. I couldn't understand Jackie. But I had the feeling that Will Smith didn't understand him either, so I didn't feel that bad. Just laughed when Jackie laughed and agreed. I gave Sinbad a what's up, bro, nod one time at a restaurant I couldn't afford to be at. And at that time, crustaceans in L.A., he nodded back. One solo night a few years ago, maybe 8, maybe 9, I ended up at the Playboy Mansion after getting a Range Rover with three hot, strange girls. See? There it is.
Wow.
There it is. Marty B just
I'm just waiting
getting
to
his Trump fingers on, just firing off tweet after tweet after tweet.
Did he have 5 minutes with LMFAO?
Well, now that's
hanging
now.
Out shirtless with Red Foo.
Whose son is that? Is it Quincy?
Barry Gordy.
Okay.
Is it Red Foo or the other one that's Barry Gordy's son?
The tall one with the big hair. Right? I don't know their names. You know their names. I don't know their names. I know one of the names.
It's Red Fu.
Performing at a bar mitzvah near you. LMFAO, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if they're actually performing there. I know they get a lot of play.
Oh, without question. Those are the guys that'll be, like, you know, maybe a year from now doing everything in, you know, Highland Park for $1,000 an hour or something like that.
Yeah, that's him. Right. Stephen Gordy, also known as Red Fu.
Is it like foo, like F-O-O-L, or
F-O-O?
But I'm saying, is it saying like I pity the foo? Like,
I don't know.
Leave the L off of it.
I have to ask him.
You're the Black Whisperer. You mentioned Nipsey Russell and Ben Vereen in the same sentence.
He formed the duo with his partner Ben Vereen in 2000.
Now we have to put Ben Vereen in everything from here on out.
Well, where wouldn't he fit? He's a triple threat guy.
Oh, here we go.
He is.
He can pass, shoot, or
sing, dance, act. So the way they used to describe movie stars, and you were talking about Donald O'Connor or Gene Kelly or Danny Kaye.
More recent vintage, Justin Timberlake.
Sing, and dance, act.
His cultural appropriation.
There weren't a lot of guys. Like Fred Astaire wasn't an actor or a singer. He would just sort of mince around.
Yeah, Dean Martin didn't dance, right?
No, he didn't really act either.
We're singing, yes. He seems a zero threat.
No, he can sing.
No, I know. I'm just messing around. Yeah. All of Bridgeport and Mount Greenwood just got angry.
What about Bats Amore? Right. He's the one that let Sammy Davis park the cars. I had a couple cocktails.
Yeah, this is over. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Let's get to the Dexter Fowler stuff, because I think there's a larger issue than what Fowler said and then the reaction. There's something else that's going on here that we got to try to figure out. And I think it's the same thing you're getting at about whose fans belong to whom and how we determine who's what. You know, if that makes any sense. I don't know if there's a real resolution here, but it's I know nothing.
No, because fans are going to fan.
Right. And nothing's going to be resolved via Twitter on this. So we also have another poker seat at some point and our high roller seat. So the online registration for our charity poker event Thursday is going to close relatively soon. So make sure we're going to keep it open as long as we can. And then we'll figure out how we're going to move the tables around in the room. We want to accommodate everybody. So make sure if you are going to grab your seat that you do that. Do not forget and don't wait until the last minute because you might miss out. Go to onestepcamp.org. It is Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata are better.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The NBA All-Star Weekend, like pretty much any league's All-Star Weekend, was full of awkward. From Aaron Gordon's multiple failed attempts at his drone dunk, to KD getting introduced as OKC's own, to LeBron continuously denying that there's any rivalry between him and Steph or the Cavs and the Warriors. It was a truly awkward weekend, but never more so than when it came to KD and Russ. They avoided each other in the arena's tunnels. Before the game, Russ warmed up on the opposite end of the court, even though they're on the same team. Extremely awkward. Until KD threw Russ a lob in the first half, and then everything was fine. Until it wasn't. And it wasn't when Russ was asked about it after the game in the presser. And then Russ effectively bounced. Shut it down, let's go home. Awkward rules, and that was awkward as all get out. I'm Jim Rome.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House. Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. I know that these other banks and mortgage companies don't like me, but I don't care. They're all scrambling around trying to figure out how to keep up with the home loan expert, but there's not a chance. I'm always looking out for our clients, and I'm going to make sure they get the lowest possible rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home, why would you go anywhere else? Thousands of satisfied past clients can't be wrong. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who is a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that is what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which is way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home, and Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy lighting supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save 10% every day. Buy in bulk and save 10% on the things you use every day, like recessed lighting and light bulbs. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week
in music history.
This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Tommy Watts, 670thescore.com. We're going to get to an update in a couple of minutes, but over the weekend, Dexter Fowler found himself in a little bit of a controversy by saying that he was you know, a little fearful of traveling. His wife is Iranian, and of course she's got family in Iran, and some of the travel bans that have been bandied about came up in conversation, and
his daughter is now half Iranian, right. And it just
seeing family is a problem.
Right. All he said was he gave an honest answer and said it's unfortunate. Because he's got family there. It affects his family. It affects who members of his family that his daughter wants to see, but they don't think they can travel because they're concerned about whether or not they'd be able to get back in. That's all.
And immediately it got characterized as Dexter Fowler dissing Donald Trump.
Well, it wasn't. Part of the problem was the characterization, and then part of the problem was the characterization of the characterization.
Right.
There's so many levels to this, but then, of course, all of the websites or the message boards and, you know, Twitter lists affiliated with the Cardinals were filled with this kind of expected vitriol. I mean, all the stereotypical stuff like our text screen always gets.
The best fans in baseball
situation. And yeah, the Cardinals bring it on themselves because their fan base is more self-congratulatory and self-righteous.
They do things the right way.
Right. They brag about being better than other people's fans. But there were Cub websites that were smeared with the same kind of invective. And I guess what it comes down to is every fan base in every sport has some of these cretins there.
Right.
Who are either just willfully obtuse or just want to scream or don't like black people in the first place and look for every opportunity to just to pounce. And look, the fact is he was warned about St. Louis by people close to him.
Let's get to the update.
He was told about this.
I think it's very important the gravity something like this is given, though.
But he
because for years, anytime a black player brought up, you know, there's some weird things being said out in the outfield, or you know, even with this show and this station about Dusty Baker's racist letters, and it got poo pooed in a way where now because there is a political opposition to a lot of what's going on right now. It's being used as ammunition
people. I was going to bring up the Dusty Baker thing and just as part of a larger problem with the way this is all discussed.
Right. All right, let's do it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves have great promo games left, including Bobblehead, Superhero, and American Girl Days. Tickets start at $11. In the NHL, the Blackhawks, they trail the Wild by 7 points in the Western Conference. Tonight, they play at Minnesota. Corey Crawford likely getting the start in net. The Wild have won 4 of their last 5 at home. In the NBA, the Bulls are off until Friday because of that All-Star break, and then they have Phoenix come to town. The Lakers have fired GM Mitch Kupchak and Executive VP Jim Buss. Magic Johnson has been named President of Basketball Operations, and reports have Johnson looking at agent Rob Pelinka to become GM. Pelinka is Kobe Bryant's agent and president of Landmark Sports Agency. In baseball, Miguel Montero, Joe Maddon, they worked out all their differences from last year. He sure did.
It was amazing. And I went to bed so happy last night, and I woke up and I was excited driving over because I was going to talk to you guys because I knew you guys were going to be all over. So I was excited about that. And it was a great workout today because I felt so free.
Yeah, that's good. They got all their differences worked out. Remember, Montero was unhappy about his playing time last year being benched, even though he was out of shape and unhealthy. He also didn't like the lack of communication from the coaching staff to the veteran player. Our first spring broadcast is Sunday when the Cubs take on the Indians at 1:55. The White Sox face the Dodgers Saturday afternoon at Camelback Ranch. Charlie Tilson, he's out of that one. He's out for the next 10 days with a stress reaction in his right foot. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Taco Bell. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious. But now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken.
Before we get back to this discussion, I gotta be careful when I'm multitasking, because I was sending my son a note about homework, and I was this close to sending it to Jason Benetti.
Well, maybe Jason would have handled it the same way.
Part of Jason's.
Screw you, Dad.
On my phone, it's like there are a lot of Jason. There's you, and then but I gotta do Jason B. And depending on who I texted most recently, there's like I almost told Jason Benetti to practice his Egypt presentation, and he probably said I'd be happy to, but I don't have an Egypt presentation.
I'm sure you'd have came back with some witty quip that would make you laugh.
Some bon mot. Now,
hold on. Speaking of, I got to text Nicole and tell her to let the washer and dryer guy in. Nobody's answering. Hold on.
Oh, so he's texting you saying that? Yeah. What, has she got the music on too loud?
No, she's got a baby.
She got a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The screaming baby, so she can't hear the
appliance guy.
There
is
you go. There. Now, remember when you mentioned the Dusty Baker thing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take people back. What happened was, this is near the end of Dusty Baker's time here, when he got a writer that he has always been close to him and willing to carry water for him, and Bob Nightingale, who wrote an article that the subtext of it was essentially calling Chicago racist, because it was a Baker gets racist letters from Cub fans. And my problem with it was, I don't deny I'm sure Dusty Baker has heard horrible things from all kinds of people and has gotten all kinds of letters. It was the whole, these were from Cub fans from Chicago assumption. And, you know, asking Bob Nightingale, did you see the letters? Mm-hmm. How do you know they came from Chicago? The fact that they were immediately being used, they could have been from anywhere. People don't put their return addresses on racist hate mail. And it doesn't mean they're...
Except for then they're sending them here to 670
every
to
once
score.
In a while, yeah. But that you can't necessarily impugn an entire city and essentially call the city racist because he got letters. You don't know where they came from.
But when Jock Jones stepped up and said that he was hearing some of the same things that echo some of the sentiments that Dusty Baker was getting in those letters as well.
If you're let's hear. But my problem is now that... Yeah, every fan base is going to have horrible people. Every fan base is going to have screaming racists and miscreants and cretins. But on Twitter, when you start saying, well, here go the Cardinal fans again, how do you know? You don't know. Just because a tweet has a Cardinal logo in it, it doesn't mean that person
is... That's a pretty good indicator.
Doesn't mean that person's in St. Louis. That person could be in Dubai. That person could be in Australia. I'm just saying that I don't think it's a good indicator at all. I think it's just easy anybody can say anything, and then we immediately rush to put these sort of scientific groupings on it where it's just not true.
I mean, on a lesser level, it's the same way we mess around with the 815 texters.
Right.
I come from a different angle on this, though, because with all that's going on right now, whether it be in sports or the stick to sports people or the political climate, all these other things, I think it is very eye-opening to a lot of people how prevalent this kind of stuff is. And for years, people being told to stop playing the quote race card, which I always found is a ridiculous refrain.
That means what you're saying makes me uncomfortable.
Exactly. Or the you're always talking race, which is to me simply saying to someone, I don't talk about it at all. So when I hear about it at all, it kind of bothers me or it makes me feel a certain way that I don't want to feel.
Or people say, who cares?
Right. Exactly. So normalizing racism is something that I don't think anybody should ever do. Just the same way normalizing bigotry bigotry or normalizing anti-Semitism, normalizing domestic abuse, all these things that we hit on when we talk about sports and the things that happen outside of the lines. It seems as if this has become normal fare, and I think in a different social and political climate, we would just dash this away as well. Oh, you get paid, so you got to deal with that kind of thing. And Dexter handled it phenomenally because Dexter is an easygoing, kind, good dude. From what I've heard and the times I've been around him a couple of times, and you know, you follow him on Instagram, you see that he's all about his family, having a good time with them, and his daughter is absolutely beautiful. Like, he seems like a level-headed, above-board kind of cat. Now, anybody can be anything behind doors, but you know how you know what I'm saying here.
No, he has that reputation, yeah, that publicly and privately.
And for his 14 words, and if you haven't read Jeff Passan's piece that he put out, it was a couple of days ago on Yahoo Sports, it's absolutely remarkable. Like, Jeff Passan is one of my favorite writers in the game, and what he does with the words in this piece, and not each tweet, but some of the more confounding Facebook comments, and also some of the good ones by St. Louis Cardinals fans as well, mixing them in there and talking about where we're at now and why Dexter Fowler, his case isn't unique, and unfortunately so that it's not unique. And if you're a Cardinals fan and you only read half of it and you don't get to the end where it says, hey, there are other fan bases that are like this as well, the problem is normalizing it, to me. That's the problem. And it's the only thing that is as deep-seated and as nasty that we have been allowed to normalize. And we get to certain areas where, you know, you'll have a public incident where protests soon follow, or you know, watching the news every single day where it stirs us up in certain ways. But this right here, a guy getting paid $82 million to play baseball and says that it kind of sucks that his daughter is not going to be able to visit some of her family. Guys telling him and his wife they can go back to where they come from. Dexter Fowler's from Atlanta, Georgia. Dexter Fowler's father is the CEO of his company. Dexter Fowler could have played basketball at Harvard. Like, who are you talking to when you say these things? So it gets back to what you think of athletes. And it gets back to some of the more, like I said,
common... I read some of those that say your job is to shut up and entertain me.
Exactly. Exactly. So normalizing, I'm not saying you are, but normalizing that, I don't think we should. When we start to do that, when we don't say anything about that because we become fatigued by the subject matter or fatigued by the topic, then I think the bad guys win in that situation.
Well, the problem that I have, though, is making an assumption of a certain fan base. Yeah, the Cardinals have, and Will Leach, I think, wrote the best definitive piece about the Cardinals and what was the westernmost point of baseball and the connection that the Cardinals have with some rural areas where there are pockets of certain feeling that are found more there than they're found in more areas with more diversity, mm-hmm, where people live in and around people who don't necessarily look like they live. And I thought for Sports on Earth, Will Leach wrote about the Cardinals' history in that regard. And I do know that when Dexter Fowler asked about the Cardinals and whether what was going on there, that he got some very real talk from close friends of his. A lot of it was internally. A lot of it was about the team's culture. It wasn't, mm-hmm, necessarily about fan behavior, the fan base. It was about
the Cardinal way.
And some of the cultural aspects and a lot of the religious stuff, because that's the other problem with the juxtaposition of the Cardinals and all the church days that they have and all the stuff that Mike Matheny says. And there's a
church
lot.
Days?
Oh, yeah. At the ballpark. And there's a lot going on there with like their big faith days at the church. But really, St. Louis and Boston would be the markets that you have heard of and for a long time where athletes have had plenty of stories of just being of life there, not just life as a player, but life as a person and what it was like for their families and what it was like in schools and what it was like having the fact that you lived and worked there. That's, mm-hmm, where your job was, and comparing that to the way other cities were described. And St. Louis is a little bit different, despite having what, 500,000 Black people in the metro area of St. Louis, that it's the position that the Cardinals have held there culturally has been a little different. And that's also, you know, it's Kurt Flood's team, and that was part of their history as well. I just think it's hard when every fan base I don't want Cub fans to say, yeah, look at those St. Louis fans. No, because a lot of this stuff was on Cub sites too.
And every single fan base in every sport has loud, vocal, amplified cretins that want to scream, that want to be heard, that want to be angry, that want to be resentful, and are always going to lash out. So, yeah, maybe there has been an issue in St. Louis, and there will, but don't pretend. Don't pretend it's not your team, too. Any team you root for. Any team you root for in any sport, you've got it there, too. Yeah, we saw it with
there's some angry males in every single city that root for a team.
Look,
it's very simple.
I don't know.
Very simple.
I don't know that I'll ever.
I'm not discounting women in this situation because there's some foul-mouthed women as well
sure.
out there.
Oh, sure.
But for the most part, what we're talking about here.
Not just foul-mouthed. Look at the women wearing Ray Rice jerseys. I mean, there were some serious issues there, yeah. too. But I mean, I don't think I'll ever see anything as sad as some of the response to the Patrick Kane rape accusations when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the worst I've ever seen. Worse than this. Worse than even post-election empowered racism. Some of that stuff was violent and really frightening.
See, but this is what you're not getting, 815 texter, who says all he has to do is perform. Even the most racist of Cardinal fans loved Ozzie Smith. You're missing the point. You're missing the point. It's not about being loved because you played well and hated because you're black. That's not that's not the trade-off here. You know, I don't know what society you live in, but that's not the fair and balanced act of being a sports fan. All he has to do is perform. A man is still a man. A person is still a person, an inalienable right of freedom of expression. And he didn't even say anything. He didn't even say anything about Donald Trump or about the current political climate. He was talking about the family members
his
daughter and his wife not being able to visit his kid.
Yeah, his Iranian wife and his half-Iranian daughter. His family.
What, like, Republican, Democrat, black, white, Latino, Native American, you know, Middle Eastern, Asian, doesn't matter. Family. I don't know how the family, I think it's a major touchstone in this here country. I don't know how that is a partisan discussion. He tried his hardest to go out of the way of not mentioning the things that would terrify the people who think that the bad men are coming after them all the time.
Is it a secret that his wife is from Iran? I mean,
I think a lot of people found that out. I think a lot of people found that out who, you know, aren't on social media. This is the other thing, too. In this day and age of social media interaction and you being closer and more aware of what your favorite player or favorite performer is doing, you're going to have to really, really desensitize yourself to how people feel about things on either side. Okay? Your favorite golfer is golfing with Donald Trump. Because he's golfing every weekend. Your favorite golfer is golfing with him.
They're going to get around to all your non-favorite golfers right, golfing with
exactly.
him,
too. Exactly. So, like, what are you going to do then? You're going to find yourself in a place where you can't root for anyone. I mean, there's some real, like, the circumstances here are just mind-boggling. And all it is people finding out who they are through and projecting what they are on sports entertainers who don't care about them. Like, I hate to break this to a lot of people. Yeah, athletes are nice to you. You know, they'll sign your car. They're signed to the top of your kid's head. But after a certain time in professional athletics, these guys are trying to make as much money as they possibly can, take care of their families, and understand that from city to city that they go to, as you mentioned, if you don't perform, you know, best case scenario, they'll call you a bum. Worst case scenario, you'll get some of this stuff that he's seen on social media. But normalizing it will not happen if I have anything to do with it.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. When we come back, we are going to give away a seat at the One Step Program's Children's Oncology Services Charity Poker Championship presented by Raymond James. This is our last regular seat in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to give away the $675 value high roller seat. If you haven't purchased your spot yet, you've got to do it, whether you're a player or a spectator. If you are a player and you want to spend for the $275 seat and a chance to win our grand prize, the seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas, $170 of that indeed is tax deductible, because we have had people ask that question. But the best reason is to have that money go to help kids with cancer and leukemia at onestepcamp.org. Go sign up right now, onestepcamp.org.
Baseball will never be the same for Cubs fans. Wait till next year? Nah. Curses? Nope. Lovable losers? Wrong again. Spring training is on. Let's talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. On the station where you can listen to all 162 games and the postseason.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
The good stuff at a ridiculously low price. And today only, you can get some of these for a steal. It's up to a 30% additional savings. And just for listening, you get free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. You're going to go to chwine.com and make sure you enter my password, Dan, at checkout. And people always say I talk about the red wines more. I'm more of a red wine drinker. But if you the people who have enjoyed Lot 486, that is the Arroyo Seco Monterey County Chardonnay. People, it's in low stock right now, and this is a 90-point wine, a gold medal wine at the Critics Challenge in 2016, and this has been one of their most popular wines. They are in low stock of the Lot 486. It is $11 a bottle as part of the Fatten Your Cellar sale. I'm not making that up. $11 a bottle for a 90-point wine. This doesn't happen. So go to chwine.com, click on Fatten Up Your Cellar, and you can just surf around and fill up a case with all this great stuff. Free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. A deal will not get better than this. It's one day only. It expires at midnight. chwine.com. Enter Dan at checkout. Go to this page. It says Fatten Up Your Cellar. You get free shipping, a free corkscrew, and fantastic wine delivered right to you. chwine.com. Enter Dan. Don't wait. This offer expires at midnight.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass?
Into the jungle.
Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy lighting supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save 10% every day. Buy in bulk and save 10% on the things you use every day, like recessed lighting and light bulbs. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Watch Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, you want to go to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas? You got to be the winner of the 2017 Charity Poker Championship benefiting Children's Oncology Services. It's Thursday night at the Montgomery Club, and you just might be that winner if you are caller number 8 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. You'll get that chance at the Montgomery Club in downtown Chicago. Visit onestepcamp.org for more information. And later on, we've got a high roller seat to give away, but do not be left out. Online registration is still open. I believe we got a 2 tables left. I haven't talked to the office recently, so I do think that we still have an opportunity if you want to be a part of this fabulous event for a wonderful cause. If you want to spectate and come eat and drink all you like, hang out with our celebrity guests and rub elbows with television stars and media people and Score people, then just come on by for $75. You can eat and drink on Thursday, but we want you to be a part of this. OneStepCamp.org. OneStepCamp.org. All right, a lot more to come. Got some people want to discuss the Dexter Fowler stuff. You have that that weird WNBA story about heterosexual bullying.
Apparently it happens in the WNBA.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to believe in this based on some of the pushback either. And we're trying to figure out why Miguel Montero necessitates high-level summit meetings to make sure Miguel Montero is as happy as he can possibly be. But I guess, why not? When you won the World Series, you got time to try to make everybody happy. It's Bernstein and Goff talking sports and things with you on The Score.
The Score is hosting another event in our brand-new Culinary Kitchen, and you could join us there. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com to enter to win a spot at an exclusive cooking demonstration with chef and partner at Spiaggia, Tony Montuano, on February 24th.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey everyone, it's auto show time, and that means you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights. They've got over 300 new Chevys all priced with special auto show incentives, and there's incredible savings like 0% financing for 72 months on 2016 Chevys, or lease the new 2017 Chevy Equinox for just $199 a month, sign and drive with no money down. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, 36-month lease. See dealer for details, find new roads.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
where we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy lighting supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save 10% every day. Buy in bulk and save 10% on the things you use every day, like recessed lighting and light bulbs. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit